I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
That's right. Clean your ears out. It's me. I'm only gone and done a bloody pod. I'm back. Fee fun. I have decided to put myself within your ears and to massage your brain in this pre-Christmas pod, which will last, I think, 14 hours or more minutes. Sorry. I'm really sorry. We started off, didn't we? We were doing like pods and we were doing interviews and I was meeting friends and I was doing this 9 months ago, actually. Herregud. Yeah, 9 months ago, I was doing this. I was talking in a little room to a little microphone and I was thinking, are people listening? I wasn't sure. The viewing figures. You don't really view a pod, do you? You listen to it. The listening figures were really good. But then I thought, do you know what? Are people actually listening? And what did I do? I didn't decide. I just thought, I'll get into, you know, writing my stand-up show, my new tour, Svadia Syndrome. And then people started coming to the Svadia Syndrome. It sold out the whole tour. Very good. And tack. And then I thought, do you know what? And then, And then people started coming up to me saying, oh, we really like it. You know, we really like the pod. What's wrong with you? And then I started working out. I could have fallen pregnant in March after recording that pod. I could have had a child in that time. So that's the kind of pressure I like to put on myself. I value my time in pregnancy value. So 9 months ago. So massive apologies. I don't know if it was in the same vein as Twin Peaks or The End of Dallas that you were waiting for the next pod going, or Game of Thrones, and you were thinking, oh, what's going to happen? I apologize that I got you hot and sweaty, and then I walked away. That's what happened, didn't I? I gave you a massage without the special rub, okay? So I apologize for that. But if you're on a bus right now, if you're going to work and that's made you do a little snort, brilliant. If you're at home and you're relaxing and this is on and it's making you smile, brilliant. If you're in the gym and you're thinking, I really want to give up, give up. Just give up. Sit down in the changing room, be that person, you know? You know that person that just sits in the changing room and you wonder, have they actually been into the gym? Or are they coming out of the gym? Or are they waiting to clean it? Are they a thief? Be that person. Be that person. So I'm back. I really had to do the Eminem thing. He has a new album out. I sounded really like a radio DJ then. He has a new album out. I don't know if it's any good. But maybe he could have had a baby in the time. His last album. I'm not sure. I could have had a baby, couldn't I? I could have got abs. There's a woodpecker. There's a little woodpecker outside my window. That's a sign, isn't it? I don't know which podcast listener heard that it was getting recorded and thought, do you know what? I'm going to send him a bloody woodpecker. What a gift that would be, eh? In the morning of Christmas. I'd like to say morning, but yeah, you're Swedish, aren't you? Most of you. You celebrate on the 24th. You obviously cheat the day before everything happens. You have Christmas and you wait and you kind of almost take the kids by a kind of hostage situation where you don't allow them to open their gifts until they're really, really pissed off. Bra, Svaria, bra. I could have become the American president in the 9 months. There's not many things that I look at and think, do you know what? I could do that. I'd do a better job than that. Honestly, there isn't. There's very, very few. Even parenting. I look at myself in the mirror sometimes and think, how is this happening? How are you actually doing this? Even life, even breathing. I don't think I breathe better than others. But the American president, I think I could, let's say, maybe not a better job. I couldn't do a worse job, but I'd be slightly more popular. So that's something to always aim for, isn't it? You know, more popular than the most unpopular of a populace. Yeah, I am Banksy. So yeah, thank you for listening. It's not over. Holy shit, this shortest pod since the Hobbits recorded Frodo in his Frodo and his Grogro. Remember that podcast where it was just Frodo in some compost heap grass, you know, which made him Grogro because he really wanted to be taller. But comedy is going very, very well. Thank you so much if you came and saw the show. We did about 25, 30 shows in this go. And then I'll talk, going to talk about that in a minute. But the great thing with comedy is you get the immediate reaction, you know, that kind of, you say something, they don't laugh. But with the podcast, I wasn't sure. So now I've had enough of my ego getting massaged. Again, another massage reference. I'm back. We're going to do one in January. I've lined up my son. Not in a police lineup, but I've lined him up. We actually lined him up against the wall. I know that sounds a bit more aggressive there. And we took him by gunpoint. No, we put him against the wall and we measured, not his head. You don't measure the head, do you? You only used to do that if people were witches, weren't they? Like a hexer. I think you'd measure their head or something. Or even people that did evil stuff. Like killing someone, you would measure their head. Seems quite a weird thing now, doesn't it? You don't really see that on a kind of CSI murder investigation where they're like, forget the fingerprints and the weapon that we've found, measure their head. Oh, it's him. It's the big-headed boss. Let's look at what's happened this year. There should be a jingle, but there's not for that. I'm going to get Frank. We measure how high he is. And we're measuring him and his sister, Frank and Iris. And Iris has been cheating. So she's been on her toes. So the whole measuring system is in complete disarray. It's like we've measured curtains for a new house. And someone thought it would be funny to say the wrong measurement. So there we go. So we've got a smaller, bigger child and an honest child and a child that is slightly evil when it comes to measurements. So I I did shows at the Stockholm Comedy Club. I thank those people for that. And then I went up and I did some shows in like Edsbyn and Elsbyn, Jokkmokk. I think Edsbyn, I didn't, but I think I've got it mixed up with Elsbyn. But if you've been there, you'd know. So I did that. That was the end of March, I think. And then I just carried on writing. Do you want to hear about this? Oh, you do. Okay. Yeah, on normal kind of shows, whenever I've done stand-up, what I normally do is I will try out 10, 15 minutes in like open mic clubs and just keep doing that. This time, I took a different approach. I still did the 10, 15 minutes in the open mic, but I sort of dedicated myself into doing like an office hours. So I took it like it was a job. It was serious, you know. I'd drop the kids off and then I would go to, that's what people say about going for a poo, don't they? Drop the kids off at the pool. Flawed. So I then would go up to the office and I would do like a 9 till 5. And then sometimes would do shows in the night to see if things were funny. A lot of the time, it's very difficult before you get your show up because you're not quite knowing if it's funny enough. You know what it's like, you know. You might tell a story sometimes and then they do that, you know, you could be in a pub or something, you tell a story and someone will go, oh yeah, had to be there. Had to be there, eh? And you're like, no, you didn't. So I was doing that and then I went to Edinburgh early August for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, the biggest arts festival in the world. I think there's something like 1,100 different comedy shows within the month. I'm not saying like if I did five, that counts as five. I count as one. So there's 1,100 different shows just in comedy. And there's dance, there's theatre. It's one of the best things you can do. Go up to Edinburgh, go up. I don't know if you're in Kidderna right now, you go down to anything, don't you? You never go up anyway. Or maybe to the full-on pole or something. But you don't. Wouldn't that be weird as a place to live where you never say, should we go up? Should we go up there? You wouldn't, would you, in Kidderna? Because there's just nothing to go up to. Yes. And so I did the Edinburgh Festival. I did 6-7 shows. And this is not, I can be honest with you people, things have gone very well for me in Sweden and Sverige. You people are bloody fantastic. I was doing Edinburgh. I was playing in front of like 40 people, which is very good in Edinburgh. The average audience is like 3 people, honestly, across all the shows. The average attendance of a show is 3 people. Now, you might have seen me say, I did Linköping this year. That was the biggest one we did in, that was 1,300. And then we did Umeå, the last show of the run, of this autumn run. That was 1,000. Can you imagine me in front of 3 people? That changes everything, you know? So, especially if you don't get on with 2 of the 3 people. Fee fun. That's awkward, isn't it? So that was very good. But 40 people, you know, and I was definitely trying out material. I wasn't just doing a show. I was, you know, and because I was building up to doing the Sverige Syndrome tour, I was doing a lot of material from the Sverige Syndrome show. So they did not understand Jag glömde på så. Or they did not. It took a while for them to get Fy fan. I still made it much more international, but I didn't, make it too Swedish. So I did that. Thank you for asking. It's quite a nice little yearly update, this, isn't it? It's not just going to be every year. No, I'm going to be back in January with another one. Yay! I've got my little guest coming as well. He's not here. He's at school at the moment. And he's having a fika. We're having a fika. It's his last day of school. No, he's not leaving school at the age of 7.
Yeah, I've had enough, Dad. I'm off to Go to the mines, to the gold mines of the north. I'm going up.
You can't go further than Kiruna.
I'm not going up, up, up.
We went, so he's going to be the little guest later on, okay? Just spoiler alert. So we've got that little feature, if you're sick of my voice already. Then I went to, I did a show in Copenhagen. That was really cool. Sold out. The old Danes. It was, but there, a lot of people from Malmo came over. Taka taker, little school na. And then the only time I've sort of ever been to Copenhagen was just to do like comedy. But this time I had a day and a bit and just walked around. I really loved it. Really lovely, lovely place. Went to that marijuana weed. I'll talk about Amsterdam later, man. If you've never been to Amsterdam, you probably ain't smoked enough. I do not smoke anything. So that is a very weird story. So then I went to New York. Did the show in New York. Did two sellout shows. And absolutely brilliant. Loved it. Swedes. Amazing, funny people in New York. Swedes in New York are kind of, they're very happy to be Swedish, but they're also delighted not to be in Sweden. So that was really cool. But they did this, they do this quite funny thing in American comedy where in like 15 minutes to go in the show, they go around the tables and get the check. They get the bill, okay? So as the show, it's the show's still going on, but they go around grabbing the, you know, the all the money and stuff. And I said, can we change this? Because this is like, and they were, no. This happens everywhere in America. It always works. The system in this club is fantastic. You won't be distracted, you know. So, then I said, but these people are Swedish. You're aware of this? And I said, it's going to be a bit weird. So I'm doing the show. It's like 20, 15 minutes to go. And I look up. There's an old Swedish man, right, in the dark. Very fun. He's got his mobile phone out. He's going through the bill and he's asking people what people had. You know, Americans normally just go, here's my credit card. You clear it. We'll sort it out outside. Not this Swedish guy called Gustav. Nay. He's there going, yeah, so you had that, Marlene, you had that. Okay, have you got Swish? Unbelievable scenes. So, but the shows were great. And then we started in Norrköping. Now, this show has been reviewed. It's got recensions better than I've ever had. And when we started the tour, I was running a lot, okay? I'd done the Midnight Loppet. Midnight Loppet, in a very, very fast time. I don't know what my time was, but it was felt very fast the next day when I couldn't walk and felt my bum had been bruised. Have you ever felt your bum bruised? You know, when you do some, you never told that, are you? Do you know what I mean? Like with fitness and stuff, people say, oh yeah, you might have like sore legs. Sore muscles, you know, keep stretching those muscles. No one ever says, you're going to have a really sore rumper. I had a sore bum. Like, why is running around affecting my bum? It's weird, isn't it? It's something. Put it on a postcard if you know the answer and send it to Al Pitcher, the rumper questions. Yes, and then, yeah, reviews, best.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I've ever had. They've been fantastic. So thank you for the people I paid. Thank you for the critics. The critics. See, it's a weird thing, isn't it? Critics. Because they don't go into... We don't call them, like, praise people, do we? We don't call them say good things people. We call them critic. So they have to criticise. They must be very difficult to sit at home and Netflix and chill with, because they must be criticising. How good is that little window in Netflix when it says, you've got 12 seconds left, are you going to make this decision? You seen that? Not the decision of, like, but it's like 11:30 at night. I go to bed earlier than that. Earlier than you, probably. Comes up, it's got 12 seconds, 11. What are you going to do? 10 seconds, the next episode's coming. And you're like, oh God, what am I going to do here? I've got a really busy day, dude. Starts again. You're there till 4 o'clock in the morning. You wake up covered in cheese. So then, yeah, did Norrköping. Thank you for selling that out. We will hopefully return before the end of the tour to Norrköping. This time last year, I was in Australia and New Zealand. So looking out now, seeing a woodpecker in December. Is that a good luck charm? Does that mean anything? Like, you know, one of the great Swedish things is if you see a woodpecker in December, buy a Triscrad. Buy a Triscrad card. I love watching those kind of... You've won 100,000 kroner. Woodpecker in December, and there's a bit of, like, wet snow. I think you might call it slask. But it's not going to be a snowy white Christmas, is it? Because we're all dreaming of it. Hit it. I'm dreaming of a slask Christmas, just like the slask one we had before. I don't know what, if you're supposed to have any New Year's resolutions. I think I've watched a lot of documentaries recently. I'm thinking, do you know what I'm thinking? Vegetarianism. I'm thinking about stopping eating the old woodpecker, you know? Stop. I really hope woodpecker, does that translate in Swedish? I'm actually going to look on my phone here what woodpecker means in Swedish. It might be something like killer on the run or something like that. And I've been saying, yeah, and there's a woodpecker outside. And can you hear now that I cannot do two things at once? Can you hear that? So I'm putting in woodpecker, and it's called a hackspett. Hackspett. Brilliant. Hackspett. Holy shit, look outside, there's a hackspett. Sounds like a disease. What have you got? I've got a hackspett. Oh, no. You need to see a doctor. You got bloody hackspett. My hackspett is better than... I bring all the hackspetters to the yard. All my hackspetters make the boys in the yard. So there was a woodpecker hackspett. Hackspett. Okay. I wonder who named that. It's a beautiful animal, the woodpecker. Like woodpecker, like that's a picking of wood. Hackspett. It sounds kind of like you're clearing your throat. Hackspett. I was in New Zealand and I've eaten a lot of meat this year. Okay, I don't know the kilos. I stopped counting after 3.5 tons. So what I'm going to do is I might go vegetarian. So that'll be an interesting one in January when I do the really old tired comedy joke of I'm a bit tired, I'm a vegetarian, because every time I meet a vegetarian they have got a lot more energy than I have. I think it's a myth that they're tired people. I don't think they eat rabbit food. So we've got that coming up, and you've got Christmas. I really hope you have a brilliant Christmas, eh? Go on, have yourself a good one, you know? But now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pause. We're going to play a bit of music, and then I'll be back for a little smaller interview this time with a little guest of mine. So I will see you very, very soon. So
we're back.
We are back, eh?
Yeah, this is the big thing.
What's the big thing?
This is the big thing.
That we're back?
Yeah.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get you in quickly. It's been a while. What have you been up to?
Mostly in school. I'm been playing with my friends in school.
What did you tell me today when you were on the adventure playground? You said that you hurt your...
I don't know what I did.
You, when you were swinging, you said you hurt your penis.
Oh, yeah, the penis.
The penis. Tough, was it?
Yeah, I was, like, driving and then the big ball. And then it was a big, like, circle who hold it. And I was dragging and it accidentally spun and it comes on my penis. Like...
Okay. And what are you doing for Christmas? Have you done a prout? Have you done a prout, by the way?
Yes, I've done it.
Do you think that's a little bit rude? First pod back for a long time?
Yeah.
Okay. No more prouting, okay? But I can smell it.
But if it was the 15th of Alice Show, was it no code? So...
What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm most going to be with you, Dad.
Yep.
And I'm going to be with the family, have a big party. It's not a big thing, but that's the thing.
And what are you looking forward to the most with Christmas?
The family.
Oh, nice. And what about, what have you learnt this year? You know, in life.
I'm learned that I'm shouldn't spin... at the thing I hurt my penis on.
Okay. So that is very good advice. Thank you so much for being a guest.
Yeah. Your guest. I'm your kid.
You're my kid guest.
But that sounds strange.
Okay. You're my favorite kid guest.
Okay.
Okay. That better?
Yeah, that's
and good. What do you want Thompson to bring?
Anything.
Anything.
Yeah, anything. I don't care.
You're not too worried about presents?
No.
You just want to be with the family?
Yeah.
You're the best.
It's a big thing. It's just my family. It's the best.
Okay, and you've got things planned?
Yeah, I've got a big list.
Jumanji?
Yeah, Jumanji.
You bought a new iPad charger today?
Yep.
For an old iPad?
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-boom-boom. Oi.
You hit me then. That's fine. Okay. So thank you so much for being on. Could you say something in Swedish? No. Just say happy Christmas to all.
God jul till er alla. Ha ett bra nytt år.
Tack så mycket. Thank you so much for being the best guest I've ever had in December.
Is that sure?
What?
Is that sure? Are you really sure?
That you're the best guest?
Yeah.
Of course you are.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Hej då.
Shanara.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Okay, if you want some news on what I am breaking, the breaking news is my tour is continuing. That's correct. It's going all through 2018. Well, it's going to spring. It's going to April. From January to April, I think the last one's in Yavla, and I think it's sold out. Yavla's sold out already, the last one. Two shows in January in Stockholm, sold out. We've got some shows in April. You can get all these details, all the ticketing details. And I promise you, this is like my favorite show. I really love doing this show. I think it's my best like balance show. You know, it's the kind of, yeah, I really like it. I think when I had other shows, I was like, oh, is this funny enough? But I think all these kind of work. So I'm really happy with it. So come and see that. All you need to do is go to www.alpitcher.com, alpitcher.com, alpitcher.com. I'll come out of the cave now. Alpitcher.com, alpitcher.com, alpitcher.com. And get yourself along. So thank you for the people that have bought tickets. And if you've got a friend or the enemy of your life, get them along as well. So that, for me, is my breaking news.
Breaking news about Al Pitcher.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Now, this is not my minor thing that's kind of getting on my nerves. When did it become okay to slurp your cafe? The, you know those people? Where did they come from? Who have said to these people, yes, you can continue on this earth doing, you know, they have like a coffee, they do this. When did that become okay? I know there's a lot of bigger problems in the world, but that's the one that gets me closer to killing someone. The noise, very quiet. Everybody's having a good time. It's a quiet fika. It's a happy fika. You could maybe hear the machine, the espresso machine. That's the only thing piercing our ears. And there, in a weird little brown jacket, I see a man go to his coffee and go. I draw my weapon on a piece of paper, and I say, if I get any anger management issues, I'll be back for you. So please don't do it. If you slurp, seek help. Seek help. Look for someone. Say, have you noticed that I'm slurping? And they'll go, fee fun, about time. Because the silent people cannot be silent no more. We cannot accept the slurp. So grab your slurp, swallow your slurp. Swallow your slurp. That's quite a difficult sentence. Swallow your slurp. Wow. I think that's the name of my next band, actually. Next band. Never had a band. Next album is going to be called Al Pitcher and the Lonesome Kids. And the album's called... this is the new album. It's called Swallow Your Slurp. Yeah, Swallow Your Slurp. Say that 5 times on your own on a bus and see if someone doesn't ask you to leave. So yeah, let's stop the slurping, okay? Even talking about it makes me slur my slurping sleeps. So stop it, okay? No one's winning it. If it continues, the government will get involved and your tongue will be numbed, okay? That will give you an injection, it'll be numbed, and you will not be able to speak properly, and you will have your taste buds disappear, so you will not be able to feel the slurp. Okay, so stop the slurping. Yeah, good. That's my anger rant.
Oh, don't get me started. Why, oh why, do you even do this?
Okay, folks, that is the end of the podcast. We did it. December 2017, we did it. I will say this, it's been the best year. The alarm's gone off. It's been the best year for me, career-wise. Got a brilliant team with me, and I thank them. And audience-wise, you guys are amazing. Thank you so much. Football-wise, my football team got into the Premier Football League in Britain, in England, for the first time in 45 years. You do your maths, I am 45. That is an achievement. U2 released a new album. So everything is, when you lay down your weed and talking of weed, I was in Amsterdam, didn't do anything. No, didn't. And probably won't. So thank you so much for making my year a brilliant one. Thank you for sending over the woodpecker. Thank you for everyone for listening to this. Please share it. Please tell people it's a bit of a laugh. I'm going to sing you a Christmas song to say goodbye. So, hey, Dor, look after your families. Be with your families. Get annoyed with your families. Slurp the derp. And don't slurp. And I will see you in January. Here's the Christmas song. So this is Christmas. What have we done? Feed the world. Let them know it's Christmas time. Jingle bells, jingle bells. It's a medley. It turned into a bloody medley. Tack så mycket. Alle hoppa. Hej då. Until I'll see you in a year. Classic dad joke. I will see you in a year.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.